Blog Talk Radio.
And the 17th verse.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. It reads as this. Let me
just tell the listeners what I'm doing. I'm reading the King James Version, but I'm splicing it together. I'm going to use part of the wording for the Scriptures Version because I like the old word wineskins instead of bottles.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they used back then. And so I'm going to use the word, exchange the word bottles for wineskin. So, but it has the same meaning because that's where they put the wine, stored the wine.
Mm-hmm.
So Matthew 9 and 17 reads, neither do men put new wine into old wineskins. Okay, this is a spiritual meaning, right?
Mm-hmm.
It says, neither do men put new wine into old wineskins. Take that to heart. Okay, it says, else the wineskins will break. Okay, or, you know, King James said the bottles will break.
Mm-hmm.
And the wine runneth out.
Mm.
And the wineskins perish. But here's what they do. But they put the new wine, get excited with us, the new wine,
mm-hmm.
that's what we're headed towards.
Mm.
See, this, we already had our, I'm going to give them a hint, we've already had our physical emancipation. That was in 1865,
mm-hmm.
okay, for those of us who are ADOS,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's the new acronym, American Descendant of Slaves,
mm-hmm.
From Transatlantic Slave Trade. Those of us who are ADOS, we've had the physical emancipation. I know a few folks in Texas got there a little later, they call it Juneteenth,
mm-hmm.
but this is going to be our spiritual emancipation. So look at it through your spiritual eyes. You can't put, y'all's not going to put that new wine, hallelujah, into old wineskins.
Mm.
We got a lot of people today, see, I can't even get through this scripture because the Ruach is just dealing with me. A lot of people today, Elder, I hear them talking about reparations and all.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not putting them down for talking. I mean, who wouldn't want to get repaid for if we weren't slaves ourselves, our ancestors were.
Mm-hmm.
So, just like the Gentiles that benefited, mm-hmm. you know, they might not have been the ones who physically put us in chains. Maybe, you know, it was their ancestors. But they have reaped the benefits,
mm-hmm.
the generational wealth that was built on the backs of the slaves,
mm-hmm.
you know, the backs of our ancestors. So, yes, while they might not have been the ones who put their hands on us and put us in chains, they have reaped the benefits. Well, likewise,
mm-hmm.
We will reap the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
We will reap these benefits here of the 400 year. See, I mean, I'm sure we have some spiritual ancestors. You know, Yah always has a remnant. So there were some people who had a prophetic eye who were mm-hmm. looking forward to this day, Elder.
Mm-hmm.
Probably our great, great, great grandparents, uncles, aunts, grandfather, mother. They was looking, some of them with the spiritual eye, they was looking forward to this day.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And they knew that their descendants would see this day,
mm-hmm.
spiritual emancipation. They're probably looking more forward to this day than the physical.
That's
because,
right.
You know, Yahushua will say, whom the Son is set free. So you free in the spirit, you're free. He say, whom the Son is set free is free indeed.
That's right.
See, look how long we've been free from the physical chains.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at statistics and all the different type of measurable statistics in this society, we haven't got no better than the last 150 years. I mean, our wealth hasn't increased. We're still in poverty. As a matter of fact, a lot of things have gone down, like out of, you know, with the one-parent household, out of wedlock pregnancies, children. You know, crime, probably a lot of things that went down.
That's right.
I mean, it started going towards rock bottom.
Yes,
so, but now we are looking forward to the spiritual emancipation. So since we're looking at this with a spiritual eye, let's read it one more time. Neither do men put new wine into old wineskin, else our bottles, or else the bottles will break,
mm-hmm.
and the wine runneth out, and the wineskin perish.
That's right.
But here's what they do. But they put new wine into new wineskins,
mm-hmm.
and both are preserved. Both prosper.
Yep.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's a beautiful foundational scripture
mm-hmm.
for what we're going to be discussing today. We're going to take it, you know, around the block and back again. The elder has a lot of ideas he want to share. I just have a few. Ron just gave me a couple of scriptures, but with this help, we're going to elaborate on them and chop them up, you know, regurgitate them and chop them up again. So this is going to be an exciting, it's always exciting when you're looking forward to something that Yah is going to do.
That's right.
What did Isaiah say?
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 43 and 19, he said, I will do a new thing. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Hallelujah. I'm going to, let me jump, get ahead of myself. I'm going to bring the elder on. We got with us tonight our dear friend, Elder Yahya.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm taking up the back seat in the ride. I'm Elder Uliah, and I'm going to go ahead and turn this time over to Elder Yahya, and we're going to try to say a lot in a little bit of time that we have. You know, we both have busy schedules, like a lot of you. We're working people, and but we're going to go ahead on and give you what the Ruach has given us. We're excited about this. Hallelujah.
Yeah. You know, this is what we've been talking about for a long time. You know, since, at least since, I guess, 2008, somewhere along in there. Because a lot of us, during that time, that was when we started to come into this awakening. By coming into the name of the Father and also the Son, Yahushua. And those were exciting times, you know, and we had been, and that's when we began to study about the 400 years, and we began to figure out that the 400 years would be ending about this time, you know, and we have had a lot of exciting times, you know, coming up to this time. And so what we got to remember, this is so important, because if we don't be careful, we'll be to miss some things, because Yah said, we know what he said about the 400 years. We can probably look at it in Genesis chapter 15 when he gave that vision to Abraham, our father. He said, and he said to Abram, know for certain that your seed are to be sojourners in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years, you see? And so, but then he said, but the nations whom they serve, I am going to judge, see? So that's what we got to understand. We better recognize that Yah's judgment, you know, is when he say, I am going to judge, his judgment, if we look at the judgment that he brought on Egypt, with the time we were getting ready to be delivered out of there, you know, then we will see and recognize that that judgment included some death, you know. Death, as a matter of fact, the firstborn of Egypt, they were brought to death. They were killed, you see. And so we got to know that he's going to do what he said. At the end of this 400 years, he said, that nation, which is this nation that we're sitting up in, I will judge, you see? And then let them come out with great possession, you see? So if we're not careful, this is the important thing we need to remember. Yah's word is sure. You know, we can count on what he says he's going to do through his words, you know? And so we know that if we, it is time for us to better obey and do what he has told us to do all of this time. Guard his word. Guard it. In other words, pay close attention to his word. You know, this is something that, yeah, you can read all the way through scripture from the beginning to the end. You can see how important he stresses, guard my laws, my commandments, you know. And so at this time, we need to make sure that if anything is in our life that is not right, it is time for us to repent of it, you know, confess it to Yah, because, you know, he said he is just and faithful to forgive us all of our sins, you see. And he's telling us, too, you know, Yah is merciful. And if we don't want to accept the truth and accept who Yah is now, it's going to be terrible on us, because these judgments, you know, he said, come out of the Babylonian system, come out of her. You see, my people, that you don't receive of her plagues. You see? And that's all the way over in Revelation. So we need to stand, make sure we're standing with Yah and Yahushua. You see? Because if we don't, then we could be caught up. You know, these plagues that are coming, we don't want to be caught up, okay? Because Yah is our refuge now. We need to remember. Remember what he said? Well, let's take a quick peep at Psalms 91, okay? He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. You see? You got to recognize what he's telling you. Who abides under the shadow of the Almighty. He is saying to Yah, my refuge and my stronghold. So Yah is our refuge. You know, we should make sure right now is go ahead and make sure he is our refuge. And
that's right.
Our stronghold, you see? If we have a choice, we have to choose Yah, you know? Although he is already, we are children, we are his people that he has already chosen us, so we can't reject him. We got to now make sure we hold on, because he's already made so many promises to us. And, you know, and if we reject them, it's going to be terrible for us. And that's what we want to make sure, that we do not reject the Father. After, you know, all the things that he has done for us, although we know this time that we were in this slavery condition, you know, during this affliction, we, you know, those of us who actually live close to Yah, our affliction, especially now, you know, I know it was rough, it's been rough on the nation of Israel, you know, but nation of Israel turned themselves from Yah themselves, you know, they're the one, although, you know, and they're the one was put to sleep because of the fact that, you know, from the beginning, we're the one turned to God worship for some reason, you know, it was just something about the nation of Israel. It was always something about them, us, our ancestors being attracted to the other nations, you know, the way their life was, has been, and so forth. And somehow we slipped and we lost sight of Yah and Yahushua, and we found ourselves plunging into darkness, a lot of darkness, you know. But some of us still saw that light, still kept that light in focus, you see. And those of us who did, and especially when we finally was being awakened, you know, like he promised us that, you know, how we would, knowledge will increase at the end, you know. When we started awakening to this knowledge, that's when those of us who held tight, held on, you know, we'd have actually experienced some of these blessings, you see, that we are looking forward to even more. You know, as that time expires during that 400-year period, you know, some of us are really already starting to receive and experience those blessings from Yah, you see? And so that's what we even more, just like what you just read, Elder, you know, and so we must not lose sight on where we're headed, okay? And that's what we want to make sure we don't do, because the 400 years now is going on by us. I mean, the days are going by so fast now, you know, it ain't funny. And they really going on, that, and so we won't have that over our heads, that 400-year curse that we've been living under, you know. And so that means it's time for us to know Yah, really know Him. Not guess, not try to fake it, because you're faking it, you won't make it. You got to be honest now. You got to be honest with yourself.
Hallelujah.
You know, so that we make sure that our calling and election is sure.
Okay?
That's right. We got to do that now. Because it ain't nothing worth it now. It ain't nothing worth it. Us turning away from Yah. That's why it's written here in Psalms 91. He says, "For he delivers you from the snare of a trapper, from the destructive pestilence. He covers you with his feathers, and under his wings you take refuge." You see, that's what we have to understand. This privilege here is for us. You see, anyone who chooses Yahushua and Yah, there it is. His mercy and his love is reaching out to that individual, you see? And so you don't have to be worried. You don't have to remain under the curses by constantly ignoring Yah and doing things that you know is not according to his word. You see, you don't have to do that now. You see, and that's the beauty of this emancipation that we are trying to talk about tonight. Right, Elder? You know?
Yes.
Because I feel that, you know, it's like now, we got to be prepared. We got to renew ourselves, renew our mind, you see, so that we can sustain that new wine, you see. And so if we do that, then we become a renewed person, a renewed walking in this newness of life that we have been promised all the time, you know, way before now. So hallelujah, hallelujah. Go ahead and bring some more words of wisdom.
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, you know, let's stop and take a commercial here, just to tie it all together. And the commercial is going to be a factual commercial. We're not trying to sell nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But this commercial is going to bridge over the first part of the program to the second, because it's going to anchor it down. All this excitement, talking about this emancipation, you know, you're going to have some scoffers, some doubters, some mockers. And so I'm going to say, oh, well, you know, what you guys talk about emancipation, that 400 years has already been fulfilled, you know, already been fulfilled in the old Egypt, you know, that landmass on the African continent, you know, about 2,500 years ago or more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's not true. We want to encourage you to do your research.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give you a couple of things to get you started. Dealing with the Septuagint Bible, okay? Let's go here. Exodus 12:4, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It says, and this is King James right now, it says, "Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years." Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Yah says, how you study, how you break down the word, how we learn. It says, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That right there is not line upon line. You take that and run with it.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we have a much older, much more accurate transcript, the Septuagint Bible. would know if you read it, it states that the sojourning of the children of Israel as they dwelt in the land of Egypt and Canaan, Egypt and Canaan, was 430 years. And they they're not talking about the bondage part, the part where they applied taskmasters over them. In other words, brought them into slavery and the bondage. Because the scripture you read, Elder, which was a prophecy to Abraham earlier, Genesis 15, it said they will serve them. That means they will be in bondage.
That's right.
For 400 years. They were not in bondage for 400 years, and they were not even in Egypt 400 years. That's put that time to 430 years between Egypt and Canaan. Read the Septuagint in that scripture of Exodus 12 and 40. Okay. Also, here's another source for you. The book of Jasher. And you know, Jasher is talked about throughout the Old Testament.
That's
it is a book. Jasher 81. You can go, we'll start at verse 1. And because there's only probably about 4 or 5 verses, you'll get the picture of it here. This scripture of Jasher, chapter 81, it reads, starting verse 1. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 men on foot, besides the little ones and their wives, okay? Right, well over a million, okay? And it's just like the count of, in Exodus. And verse 2, it says, also a mixed multitude went up with them, and the flocks and herds, even much cattle. Remember, they spoiled the Egyptians, or they had a lot of them. It says, verse 3, and the soldier, listen here, listen closely. Listen closely, because remember what Elder read. It's very specific. The prophets in Genesis 15, it says, they will serve them. They will afflict them.
That
means they will afflict them for 100 years, not even just hanging out in Egypt. Because we know when our ancestors first came to Egypt, the 70, they were not afflicted. Matter of fact, they were treated like celebrities. They were treated like royal. You know, the Pharaoh was very happy that Joseph brought his family in, Jacob and his family. And they were treated, they were given the best of land, Goshen, the most fertile, and then their ancestors. I mean, their descendants were treated good. It took a while before they gradually, this new king had arisen. That it had to be far away enough that they didn't know about Joseph and his exploits. So here we go. This is going to hit home. It says, verse 3, Jasher 81, verse 3. It says, at the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in the land of Egypt in hard labor, right? That's what Genesis said, affliction, in hard labor was 210 years. You get that? 210 years. That's what the scoffers who said that prophecy has already been fulfilled. That's a lie. That prophecy was not fulfilled.
Okay.
And it says, and at the end of 210 years, Yah brought forth the children of Israel from Egypt with a strong hand.
Right.
Hallelujah. But if we tie back together, then we'll go back with the regular part of the show. That was for the mockers. That was for the scoffers. That was for the doubters. Okay. Okay. So we tied that together. And do your own research. And a lot of people who do the most scoffing and doubting, they're people who do the least research. Have you noticed that?
That's
they're
right.
The ones that don't like to read.
That's
they
right.
Don't like to study. They don't like to research anything.
That's right.
But if it's something don't rub them right, you know. And I'm not talking about in their spirit, in the ruach. I mean, they don't rub them right in their carnal mind, you know, in their own biasness and prejudice.
Right.
You know, they'll just go against it. Just like in Peter. Peter says that there'll come scoffers in the last day saying, oh, you guys been saying this end of time, the end of the age, something happened for centuries. It ain't never happened. This has been going, the world been going on every day like this, always that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, but Yah is not slack concerning his promises.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he wants everybody to come to repentance. We know everybody's not. It's just going to be a remnant. But Yah is long suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So, but his promises are sure. So just like they mock Yah's word that there's not going to be an end of the age,
mm-hmm.
they're mocking this awakening, saying, oh, well, you guys aren't, you know, going to have any type of emancipation.
Mm-hmm.
They are wrong indeed.
Mm-hmm.
And this Egypt, the first Egypt bondage was 400 years. That was the field. They're wrong again. See, we don't have time for arguments.
Mm-hmm.
We just study under the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh. Yah gives the truth. Yah says his spirit will lead us into all truth.
Right.
That's what this awakening is about. Because we've been reading that Bible, our parents, our grandparents, we've been reading a long time. But when it says the Ruach will lead you into all truth, that's what the awakening is about. He led us into the truth. He illuminated his word.
Thank
Yah says, come, and he illuminated that same word we've been reading on this time, and our eyes were open.
Mm.
What did Peter, what did Kepha say after Yehoshua had risen and he was walking with them?
Mm-hmm.
He was walking with them, but they didn't recognize him because he was in his renewed body.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't recognize him. But when he started opening the scriptures,
mm-hmm.
Peter recalled, he said, I knew it was something about that man. I should have known that was the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
I should have known that was Messiah because in our hearts, and I knew within us when he opened up the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
See, when he opened up the scriptures, that's when their eyes were open.
Mm-hmm.
See, so God, with this awakening in his body, God opened up.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Told us the scriptures, the newness, the fullness of scriptures for the first time. See, and he showed it to us in newness of life.
Mm-hmm.
See, and those who didn't want the new life, he didn't show it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And just like this new wine, when our emancipation comes, you're not going to get it. If your wineskins are not ready, you're not going to get this new wine. And what is this new wine we're talking about? Y'all says in Isaiah 43:19, he's going to do a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to do a new thing among his people.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
For that new wine. See, and even some of our own Israelite brothers, some of the ones I've heard ministering online or out in the streets, they're just thinking, oh, you know, everybody's going to get this benefit.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't prepared yourself, you know, just like the ADOS, people online talking about they're going to get reparations. Yeah, I said there is going to be a wealth transfer. He says the wealth of the wicked is going to be laid up for the just.
Right.
Yes, that's scripture.
Mm-hmm.
But did you hear what he say? The just, not just any old evil, wicked black people.
That's right.
Come on. Y'all think you can live like the devil and he's just gonna
do you? Mm-hmm.
Look what he did. Look what he did to the rebellious when he led out our ancestors in the first Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't make it.
That's
I mean, all kinds of things happened to them. Bitten by a serpent, the ground opened up and swallowed some of them. I mean, all kinds of things happened to these people.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the rebellion. And he said, even with the new ones, he's going to purge them out again. He's going to purge out the rebels.
That's right. That's right.
There's a wealth transfer that you're talking about. This ain't going to be for everybody. He said the wealth of the wicked is going to be laid up for the just, for the righteous.
That's right. That's right.
Those who have allowed the Ruach to circumcise their hearts,
mm-hmm.
purify them. See, so, okay, I'm going to read some of these scriptures here.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get ready for this thing, man.
Yeah.
This new wine, this new anointing. So, can you see how we're reading it now? Do you see it's all spiritual?
Yes, sir.
You see, the first emancipation was in 1865. this one is going to be in the spirit. What are you talking about in the spirit, Ellie Locke? Our full sonship.
Mm-hmm.
What did y'all say about our sonship? 1 John chapter 3,
mm-hmm.
verse 2, it says, beloved, now are we the sons of Yah. Right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it does not yet appear. It doesn't appear to people yet.
Sure.
But it does not yet appear what we shall be. See, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, or we shall see him as he is. So I know I'm jumping ahead to the second coming. That has nothing to do with the emancipation by point of year. But here's a related thing to that. When Yehoshua does come and say, we shall be like him, that means we got to go through some transformation now. We got to go through some verification. So why do you think the world, as it is now, doesn't see the manifestation of the sons of Yah? Romans 8 says they're looking, they're yearning. It's in the earnest expectation of the creature. Waited, and that waited, it means they're longing.
Mm-hmm.
In King James, when you do the translation of words in King James, it is actually much stronger words, much stronger meaning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, eagerly, yearning, longing. I mean, like in travail, they're waiting. The people of the world waiting to see the manifestation of the Son of Yah. They don't say, this church, this big name televangelist, this big that people supposed to blow on you and heal you from cancer, people supposed to spit on you and heal you. All kind of crazy, raise you from the, but they saw these gimmicks. Joe, send your money in, by the way. Send your money in, you know. That's why they all turned off.
Mm-hmm.
But they're waiting. Even the atheists,
mm-hmm.
in the secret of their heart, they probably won't tell you. They're waiting. They're not dumb. They look up and see all of this design. They see, you know, the lions mate with the lions. A lion, they trying to get over there and mate with a giraffe. A hippopotamus, they trying to mate with an elephant. And I mean, even the bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Look just the light. But the slightest difference, they go to their own kind.
That's right.
Everything goes on. And look how they're made. One is made female to receive. One is made male parts to give.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is designed. The eyes, the brain. Now, the brain is like a computer. Sends signals to all other parts of the body. Recognize when you have pain. Recognize this, that, you know, recognize danger.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, our taste, our sense of smell, all of that. How we eat and process that food into energy and then discard the waste. And all of that is a perfect machine. They know this is just, come on.
That's right.
This could just start from one thing and then an amoeba. One little cell organism, and for that one cell, you got everything else. You got cockroaches, you got elephants, giraffes, you got human beings, you got apes, you got, you'll see everything. Come on, that's the biggest. If you believe in that, then you are religious. You're super religious. You believe that kind of foolishness.
Yes.
You're the dumbest religious person.
Yes.
But atheists aren't dumb, but they're what they want to see. You know, I just down from Missouri. You got to show me state. They want to see.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is this manifestation about? Our fullness. It means the manifestation. We're no longer going to be in the closet. The gays are coming out of the closet. Not coming. It's come out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time for Yah's true. Separating the true from the false. Separating the clean from the unclean. Time for Yah's true servants.
Mm-hmm.
For Yah's true sons and daughters. To be manifested. To come out and open. Come on, y'all. Get out of the closet.
Mm-hmm.
Outside. Come on out. Show yourself.
In righteousness.
You know, the LGBT have their parade and pride. Come on, let's get out there.
That's right.
Let's get out there. See? So it's a no more hide. Okay, so what are they waiting for? They're waiting for this. They're waiting for Romans. I'm going to read it to you. They're waiting for Romans chapter 8, starting at verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited and crying and longing. They're begging for the manifestation of the sons, for the true sons and daughters of God.
That's
what this that's what this manifestation is about. That's what this spiritual manifest. That's what this spiritual emancipation of the body is about. The manifestation of our sonship. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
You want to know some examples of it? You Peter and Peter and John, they were walking, and they passed by the gate of beggar, and I think they was going into the temple, the assembly, and the beggar by the gate said, give me, he's begging for alms, give me some money. They said, Peter, silver and gold have we none, but such as we have, give I to you. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, arise and walk. He walked.
That's right.
It's going to be like the apostle, I believe Apostle Paul, just walking by his shadow, mere shadow. People's lined up, but his shadow could go across him. And as the shadow went by, they were healed. Hallelujah. Yahweh, he's going to restore it. See, they've been pinned up for centuries. During these verses, the true manifestation of our sonship has been hidden, suppressed, under these curses, under the weight of these curses. But all these years, these 400 years, these centuries, you know what Yahweh is going to do? He's going to do just what he says in the book of Joel. Book of Joel. I'm going there now as we talk.
Okay. Yeah.
Book of Joel. Joel 2:25. He says, I'm going to restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. Stay in the spirit, people. Stay in the spirit. Don't look at no insects crawling around, locusts and caterpillars crawling. No, it's the spirit. These are the things. Y'all said these were his great army. It's my great army I send it among you. So if y'all says you're going to be cursed and persecuted 400 years, he says, these is what I'm going to use. These spirits, I'm going to allow to keep you down. Okay? You know, some spirits are referred to as frogs. You know? These spirits in Revelation, I believe, say frog. These spirits are what God used to keep us down in our cursed state. The curses of Deuteronomy 28. God says that was my arm. Yah said, this is my army. He says no man is going to be able to buy you out of this condition, redeem you out of this condition. He says that in verse 68 of chapter 28 of Deuteronomy. Only he is going to deliver us. And so our emancipation is soon coming. He's going to deliver us. He says he's going to restore us. Look what he said. He says, I will restore you. That's why he said in Deuteronomy 28:68, ain't no man going to be able to restore you or redeem you out of this. Why? Because he's going to do it.
That's right.
That's what he's saying in verse 25. He says, I'm going to restore it. Verse 25 says, I will restore it to you. I will restore it. Not no man. I told you no man can do it. I will restore to you the years that the locusts have stolen, have eaten, the anchor worm, and the caterpillar. And the Palmer one, my great army, which I sent among you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
All the beautiful things are going to do, and ye shall eat and plenty. Hallelujah. We're going to be fat. See, some people are just talking about food and physical. They all they think about is eating. No. We're going to have a full of the spirit. We're going to eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name. See, we don't know his name. Hey, mm-hmm. praise the name. You don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of Yah.
That's right.
Your mighty one that has dwelt wondrously with you. We're going to forget all about that for your persecution, because he's going to dwell so wondrously with us.
That's right.
He can say, and my people shall never be ashamed. We ain't going to be ashamed. When we say we know the Father, we're going to be able to back it up.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't going to be ashamed. It says, and ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. We're going to know it, and they're going to know it.
Mm-hmm.
The people are going to know it.
That's right.
Because Romans 8 said they're going to see the manifestation of the sons of Yah. And that I am Yah, your mighty one, and none else. There is no one else. And my people shall never be ashamed. And listen, Elder, we hear when that new anointing was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And so, through our full sonship, this is why you have to prepare yourself, purify yourself. You can't take this in your old wineskins, in your old mindset.
That's right.
You call so-called ministers still out cursing and use all kind of filthy language, and not only the language, but living filthy lifestyles.
Mm-hmm.
And all you know is you might know the sacred name, and you might know that we are the children of Israel. That ain't going to get you in.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't going to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Give you a one-way ticket somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and you shall come to, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit. So what was he talking about in Matthew? What was he talking about in Matthew 9 and 17? That those wineskins, that new wine, that you can't have that old wineskin, you can't have that old mentality, that old mindset. You got to let your mind be renewed. Hallelujah. To get that new wine. Here's a new wine he's talking about. And it shall come to pass afterward, verse 28, that I will pour out my spirit, my fresh spirit, upon all flesh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he says all, he means all who are prepared to receive this. Ain't going to be no rapists and child molesters receiving this, and, you know, demon-possessed people. Come on,
mm-hmm.
Come on, people. Put on your spiritual brain caps. Okay. It's pouring my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your
mm-hmm.
old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaid. So it don't matter if you're high state or if you're in a lowly place, you know, servants. You say, I will pour out my spirit. I will also pour out my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire. And I'm going to keep reading because, you know, that scripture said all flesh. I got to show that it doesn't mean all as we say all. It
mm-hmm.
says in the earth, blood and fire and bubbles of sweat, because it's going to end at remnant word.
Mm-hmm.
The sun should be darkened and the moon turn to blood. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of Yah shall be delivered, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as
mm-hmm.
Yah hath said, and in the remnant, okay,
mm-hmm.
in the remnant, whom Yah shall call. All right, now,
mm-hmm.
how do we get that new mindset? How do we get that new wine skin? So that new wine can be poured into us. On Emancipation Day, hallelujah! I'm more excited about the. I mean, I know people are happy about the physical emancipation. I'm more excited about the spiritual emancipation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the one that gets me excited.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So let's go and talk about the preparation for that. That's going to be in Romans. That's going to be in Romans 12. Romans 12 and start at verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He tells us, be not conformed to the world. See? We got to get out of this carnal mindset. Don't be conformed, fashioned to the world, wanting to be like the world, you know, wanting to assimilate.
Mm-hmm.
The culture of the world, have the mindset of the world, think like the world, talk like the world, look like the world.
Mm.
You know. So it says, don't do it. It says, don't be conformed to the world. It says, but instead, be transformed.
Mm-hmm.
Transform is change.
That's right.
Transform. And this is how you get ready for that new mindset. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove. See, once your mind is renewed, you could prove.
Mm-hmm.
That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Yah. You want to know what the will of Yah is for your life? You have to renew your mind and receive it.
Mm-hmm.
How do we do that? We do that by calling on the Father. Renewing the mind is through Yah's word. What is God? What do you say? Upon it, I meditate upon His word day and night.
Mm-hmm.
I just read a scripture in Joel. It says, whosoever call on the name of Yah shall be delivered. Call upon Him. Call upon Him.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us instruction way before that. He says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, listen here, this is the foundation for that new mindset. You can't skip over this. This is the foundation. If you humble yourself and pray, okay, this
mm-hmm.
is how you get this mindset. This is the fundamentals. Humble yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta humble yourself. You can't act more highly than you are. You know, you can't act like you're somebody that you're not. You know, don't act like you already got it made. Even Shaul said, I haven't apprehended yet. And if he hadn't apprehended, if he hadn't, you know, reached the pinnacle of his spiritual height, surely we haven't. So don't act like you're so high and mighty. Recognize your lowly state.
Mm-hmm.
Recognize your need for Yah, for His anointing, for His spirit. We can't make it. That's why he said a helper. He's going to send the comforter, a helper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you humble yourself and pray
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
turn from your wicked ways.
There you go.
See, that's the big one. You want that new mindset? Start turning from your wicked ways
mm-hmm.
right now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't say when I come back from, you know, Hawaii or wherever you're trying to go, when I come back from the strip club, turn from your wicked ways right now.
That's right.
I would say today is the day of salvation.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
And seek His faith.
Mm-hmm.
Seek Him. He says, seek and you shall find. He's seeking that new mindset, you're going to find it. He says, seek and you shall find. And seek by faith. He says, then I'll hear from heaven. You know what that means? He'll hear from heaven. He'll hear your prayers from His throne in heaven. That's
mm-hmm.
what it means.
Right.
I'll hear from heaven. I'll hear you all the way from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
He say, and I will forgive your sin. What did he say?
Forgive.
And heal your land.
Heal your
how
land.
Will we?
That's right.
He's going to heal our land. He's going to heal our land. That entails a lot. Your land comes your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Your land is your mind, your marriage, your health, you know, your prosperity, your occupation, everything that deals with you as a person. That's your land, not just the earth that your feet is walking on. That's your land. He's going to heal your whole life, make your life whole.
Yep.
A whole son and a whole daughter. See, when the people of the world see a whole son and a whole daughter, that's when the scripture of Romans 8:19 come into play.
Mm-hmm.
They will see the manifestation. They'll see the sons and daughters of Yah. So renew your mind. Bible say, every man. Here's what I didn't finish reading was say, now we are the sons of Yah, but it doesn't appear who we shall be. That was in 1 John 3.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was verse 2. I think the very next verse say, and every man that have this hope purifies himself. Every man and woman that have this hope purifies himself. We have to purify ourselves.
All right.
Purify ourselves. Consecrate ourselves. Come on, fast it. Pray. Come on, we know the drill. Fasting, praying, seeking Yah, setting yourself apart. What did Yahushua used to do? Ain't he supposed to be our God? And, you know, he's our example, our greatest. What did he do? He used to separate himself, go up into the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go into your private place. You might not be by the house. You got to go into your secret place. Get with the Father. Seek him like you never. They say, seek Yah while he may be found.
Yeah.
Call him while he's near.
That's right. Right. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Come on. This is no plaything.
Yeah.
You want this time to come and go and leave you behind? And you still feeling the same? You still in the same carnal state you was in? And you seeing the thousands have gotten lifted up? God poured out his anointing? That former and latter rain, this is that latter rain. See, we're talking about that anointing. He said the former and the latter rain. The former rain, okay, that was back in Pentecost, right? Acts chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
People thought they were drunk. This is that latter rain. You don't want to miss that latter rain.
That's right. That's
you got to say, y'all rain on me.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is coming. Come on, turn our filthy mindsets. I mean, come on. Come on, my people. We don't know how else to put it.
But
it's time to clean up your act. It's time to clean up our act. I'm not going to just say you're in no more. I'm going to say ours. It's time to clean up our act. Get it together. So when he pour that new wine in, we'll have that new wine skin. Taste, and we'll walk around.
Oh, yeah.
New manifestation. Y'all say he's going to restore all the gifts, the fullness of our sonship. He's going to restore. He said that the years, he's going to restore all those years that were taken from us.
Yes, that's the restoration that what they're talking about, giving the people back money and so forth, restoring what is it they got going, trying to become
reparation.
That's it right there. You know, he's going to restore. He's the one that's going to do the restoring.
God is going to restore because, remember, restore that wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And the scripture does talk about making a worker work without paying him due wages.
Yeah.
So that's going to be repaid.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to be repaid like a lot of us Israelites think. You know, a lot of them think it's just going to be fear that you black, you're going to get paid. That's not what scripture says.
Yeah. Well, you know, they really got it wrong. Really wrong. That's why I don't pay attention myself, because I know that the way they're talking out there and what they're using this for to try to become, you know, get some points, brownie points in their politic climb or something. They're using that because that's why we cannot let ourselves get carried away thinking or wondering which one going to be the one that's going to restore us. Which one is going to do this, you know, out of all of those people that are running for the president right now?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Because you got this one guy. Think about it now. He's living with a man. He's a man, Buttigieg. You probably know him doing it. It ain't no secret. You know, he's married to another man.
Mm.
You see? And yet, he's up there also promising restoration. He's, you know. So you got to watch these things. We see, look at what is going on within the people themselves that are actually making all of these promises. All you got to do is take a look at their lifestyle, and what do you see? You see, you don't see righteousness at all. You know, you see worldliness. You see demonic worship. You know, devil worship, and because that's all it is, especially for a man to be call himself married to another man.
Right.
But yet, yet he's going to sit up and become the president of the United States. This is the president of this Babylon. You know?
Well, the way this country is going, morally speaking,
mm-hmm.
They're just about ready to have that type of personal lead them.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. They're at that level.
Mm-hmm. And so this is coming at the very time, you see, because Yah tells us, well, if you look in, you can look in Jeremiah chapter 16, and it tells us, therefore, see, the days are coming, declares Yah, when it is no longer said, Yah lives, who brought up the children of Israel from the land of Mizraim or Egypt, but Yah lives, who brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the land where he had driven them. For I shall bring them back into their land I gave to their fathers. So, you know, there's a promise. It's almost like if you look at the scripture and read it, you could see our future, the nation of Israel, their future. You could see it because, you know, it says somewhere in here, let me go to it, 31, Jeremiah, chapter 31, I believe. Yeah, and let's look at that, because the nation of Israel, we've been given a promise that will never be broken. Chapter 30 of Jeremiah, verse 11. For I am with you, declares Yah, to save you. You see what I mean? So no matter what we have gone through, Yah is saying he is with us to save us. Okay? And he said, though I make a complete end of all nations where I have scattered you. See, all the other nations, they're going to come to an end. Yet I do not make a complete end of you. You see? This Israel is here forever. You know?
That's right.
It ain't going to never be destroyed. But I shall reprove you in judgment. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to get through this thing being a slick or a demon, a devil worshiper or whatever, and by no means leave you unpunished, you see? Because, you know, he says, Yah says, your breach is incurable, your wound is grievous. You know what I mean? So we've done things that has been worthy of death, I guess. I could say that,
yeah.
You know, because of the lifestyle that we chose by turning away from Yah, you see? But we read on down here in Jeremiah chapter 16. See, I am sending for many fishermen, declares Yah, and they shall fish them. And after that, I shall send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and every hill and out of the holes of the rocks. You see, for my eyes are on all their ways. See, that's it. People don't realize. Right now, no matter what is going on with us, how it looks, how it's been, his eyes have been on us, always, on all of our ways, you see? And they have not been hidden from my face, nor has their crookedness been hidden from my eyes, you see? So this is what we got to consider, you know? But as you were bringing out, you know, the manifestation of the sons of light, of the children of Israel, when that happens, we can see something else that's going to be taking place. It tells us here, verse 19 in Jeremiah, oh, yeah, my strength and my stronghold and my refuge in the day of distress, the nation shall come to you from the end of the earth and say, our fathers have inherited only falsehood. Utility, and there is no value in them. Somehow, this Christianity stuff that they have went after in this country, this God worship and all of this other stuff, all of that stuff is going to be exposed. And they're going to have to admit, you see? They're going to have to admit that this stuff is nothing. It's utility. It is nothing.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So that's why we know it's to our advantage if we don't give up, and if we take heed to what Yah is teaching us, telling us, okay? He said, would a man make mighty ones for himself, which are not mighty ones? That seems like what they had done. I am causing them to know this time. Here it is. This time, I cause them to know my hands and my might, and they shall know that my name is Yah. See? And that's what I'm saying. If people are willing to understand and accept Yah, who he is, it's like when I look at Deuteronomy 28 and verse 58, I believe. See, watch what is going on here. See, because this is the deliverance message here. He's like, if you do not guard to do all the words of this Torah that are written in this book, to fear this esteem, now this is what gives me esteem and awesome name, Yah. You see? Yah, your father. Then Yah shall bring upon you and your descendants extraordinary plague, great and lasting plague, and grievous and lasting sicknesses. So this is something, one of the things we have to really hang on to, and that is the truth about who Yah is, his name, because so many lies, so much is going on out there. But those who are looking forward to this new wine, this new spiritual renewing, hey, we're going to be able to cut this stuff loose. Mainly, we're going to be able to turn away from the lies, the falsehood, you know, especially when it comes down to who Yah is, Yahushua is. We're going to have to be honest with ourselves and not continue to hold on to some liars out there. You see? Because that's what they do. I don't care how popular their group is. If they don't want to turn from this God worship, this Baal worship, Elohim worship, then it could be useless. It could be just all vanity. You know, that's according to the word, you don't have to turn and come back to Yah, the true, the self-existing one. You see? And so this is why speaking like we're speaking about this, because we're looking forward to this manifestation and this emancipation here, the spiritual renewing, we don't expect to be still thinking we're going to be able to hold on to these old stuff, these lies, the falsehood, and expect to be able to get it, because it ain't going to work for you. It ain't going to work out.
Right.
See, so that's why we're trying to be so serious. We are serious about this.
Hey, Elder,
mm-hmm.
I just want to throw in this one scripture. It is so beautiful. It's in Baruch,
mm-hmm.
Chapter 2, verse 30. It says, "For I knew that they would not hear me." You know, mm-hmm. Before our ears were open, his spirit had to open our ears and our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, and I naturally say, he says, I knew that they would not hear me,
mm-hmm.
because it is a stiff-necked people.
Mm-hmm.
But listen to this. Mm-hmm. But in the land of their captivity,
mm-hmm.
and he said captivities with an S, plural, so remember he said he scattered us.
Mm-hmm.
In the land of their captivities, they shall remember themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We have forgotten who we were. Remember in Jeremiah 17:4, it says we're going to forget our heritage.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to forget our history.
That's right.
But it says that in the land of that captivity, see, we forgot it in the land of our captivity, our heritage, our history. But in the land of our captivity, his Ruach is going to cause us to remember. He's saying in the land of their captivity, they shall remember themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And shall know that I am Yah, their mighty one.
Mm-hmm.
And I will give them an heart and ears to hear, and they shall praise me in the land of their captivity,
mm-hmm.
and think upon my name. Isn't that beautiful?
Hallelujah. 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 You know, and see, so that's listen to hear these things about how Yah is speaking to us and what he is saying to us. Well, you know. Overall, we are blessed. We have the opportunity now to make sure, again, like I have already said, to make sure our calling and our election is sure, And like you said, said, we went down the list, you know, pray, turn from our wicked ways, fast, seek your faith, you know, seek him while he is to be found, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what we have to do. The opportunity for us is still there right now as we speak, you know. And so we just don't have to let the devil come along and lie to us and try to steer us away, because it says right here in Jeremiah 23, therefore thus say Yah, the mighty one of Israel, against the shepherds who feed my people, you have scattered my flock.
Yes.
You have driven them away and have not tended to them. See, I am punishing you for the evil of your deeds, declares Yah. You see?
Yeah.
And this is what I tried to bring out this morning, you know, because these people, they don't want to give up Baal. It's just that simple. It's like you can tell them, you talk to them until you're blue in the face. You can read it right from the pages of the scripture in their own book that they're reading out of. Show them who Yah is. And they're going to still turn around and act as it was never said. And they're the ones that are calling themselves shepherds, you see, calling themselves leading the flock, you see. And this is what they're doing out there to the people. Therefore, I shall gather the remnant of my flock out of all the lands where I have driven them, and shall bring them back to their fold, and they shall bear and increase. You see? And I shall raise up shepherds over them, and they shall feed them. See? God's going to replace those false shepherds, ones that
right.
are out there constantly refusing to honor his name. And that's the biggest, biggest
thing. Well, you know, Elder,
mm-hmm.
there's the scripture that points right to that.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying, calls them call on Baal in Jeremiah 23:27,
uh-huh.
and then, which think, and you talk about these shepherds, which think to cause my people to forget my name.
Mm-hmm.
See, mm-hmm. these false prophets, mm-hmm. by their dreams,
mm-hmm.
which they tell every man to his name, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal.
Mm-hmm.
See, so that's, you know, they're still doing it. They still call them to forget his name.
That's right.
And call on Baal. So, you know, by Lord is Baal.
That's right.
You know?
Uh-huh. That's it. Is it? And so, and because of the fact that we're coming out from under that 400 years of affliction and so forth, you know, we're bringing this out because we got to, I mean, we don't want people to be, falsely hoping. You know, thinking that
right.
things going to be okay anyway. Yeah, I don't worry about the word. I don't worry about it. I know it says, for instance, I know it says remember the Sabbath day to keep it set apart, but hey, I don't care. And they forget the word, what it really means to them, you see? Because scripture tells us in John 6:63, it tells us the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. They are life.
Right.
So if you want to know what the spirit is, this is it. The scripture tells
right.
you. You know, the flesh does not profit at all. The words that I speak to you are spirit and are life.
Right.
See? See, so this is why we got to, you know, we can't mess around with this stuff. We got to be truthful, honest, because it is so important. And I brought this out on green today. Let's just look at what Yahushua is also saying, okay? In Matthew, look at Matthew chapter 12. I'm going to read start at verse 30. He said, he who is not with me is against me. Just that simple. If you're not with Yahushua, you are absolutely against him.
Uh-huh.
And he who does not gather with me scatters abroad. You see? You sit up there calling on another name, a false name, Jesus, a Lord, or God, and you think you're going to be all right anyhow. You just got it. One guy, he's always talking about the God of Israel. You got to have the God of Israel. And yet, you know, he's almost like, and he knows the name Yah. He knows see, but he's a shepherd. He's one of those stalls. Whereas I'm concerned, according to the definition of the word here, he falls under the false shepherd because he's leading people in a way that is not according to the way the scripture teaches us and tells us to. You know, it's just like you just read, they're acting like they have forgotten their name. I'm saying that they don't care no more. Although, you know, they know the name and they just don't care. You know, it's like, hey, I'm good my way anyway. You know, and it goes on to say here, because of this, I say to you, all sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven man, but the blasphemy against the Spirit shall not be forgiven man. Now that's scary. That should make anybody wants to straighten his act up, you know?
Right?
Because he goes on to say, and whoever speaks a word against the Son of Adam, it shall be forgiven him. But whoever speaks against the set apart Spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come.
Mm.
That means
he is lost.
He is lost. You see?
Eternal.
Yeah. You see? And so I used to try to tell people, you know, you speak against, for instance, the Sabbath. Don't you know that is the word of Yah that was put on stones, you know, written by the finger of Yah on stones, which means that is never to change. You see? And you got the audacity to come out and speak against it. Ah, that's that old testament. You know, that's what a lot of them do. They just some of the rapid eyes that old testament. You don't have to worry about that. But you know, it tells us in that Old Testament to keep the Sabbath. You see? Keep it, you know, set apart. You know? And he even gave us promises on that too, because we don't have to be thinking that, okay, if I do this, I ain't, what am I going to get out of it? You know, you don't got a lot of people thinking pretty weird nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, what am I going to get? What are we going to do? What are you going to do for me? Okay. If you're going to think that way, let me read this real quick, because this is important. For instance, in Isaiah 58, verse 13, if you do turn back your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my set apart day, and shall call the Sabbath a delight, the set apart day of Yah, you see, esteem it, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then, now you talk about what am I going to get out of this? Then you shall delight yourself in Yah, and I shall cause you to ride on the heights of the earth, and feed you, you know, feed you with the inheritance of Yaakov, you know, your father, for the mouth of Yah has spoken. You see? So that should settle all of this stuff walking around thinking that, you know, somebody owes you something. You know, first of all, you know, nobody owes you anything. You know, you better understand that, first of all, and recognize that it is Yah's mercy, you know, that he loves us so much. He loves our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, so much. He's doing all these things for their feet. You see?
That's right.
And we are the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and so forth, Jacob, Yaakov.
Hallelujah.
So, you see what I mean? So it's a gift that we've been given, a privilege, and so forth, and we didn't even have to pay for it. You see?
That's right.
It's a free gift. Free. Yeah, I was getting this, and it's a tour. So, you know, hey, that's why I said, a lot of us out there, especially these people that are out there teaching this God, Jesus, and saying, even in the book of Romans, I'm going to call it a day. I mean, this Romans chapter 2, I want to get down in this a little bit, because it's very important. He says, therefore, old man, you are without excuse. You see that? Everyone who judges, for in which you judge another, you condemn yourself, since you who judge practices the same wrongs. You out there judging somebody for not keeping the Sabbath, and you're not keeping it either.
You're not
keeping it. We know that the judgment of God is according to truth. What is that? Truth against those who practice such wrongs. You see? And do you think, oh man, you who judge those practicing such wrongs and doing the same, that you shall escape the judgment of Yah? You're not going to escape either. You see?
No.
That's right, you're not. That's why
it's a little harder for you.
Yeah, I'm telling you, because you acknowledge that you already know. You see?
Mm-hmm.
But yes, you're doing the same thing. Well, he says, or do you despise the riches of his kindness and tolerance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of Yah leads you to repentance?
Mm-hmm.
But according to your hardness and your unrepentant heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of Yah.
Yes.
So this is what I'm saying. This Romans, Paul is bringing this out. Shaul, he is bringing this out, making this clear. You see, like he said, you're without excuse. And he said, "Who shall render to each one according to his works? Everlasting life to those who by persistence in good work seek for esteem and respect and incorruptibility, but wrath and black displeasure to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness." And just in case if they didn't understand and know what truth is, I have to send them over to Psalm 119, verse 151. You see? And it tells you, "You are near, O Yah. All your commandments are truth." You see? So this is what we have to understand. So I just want to bring that out before we close out on this message here tonight. And that way, again, we know what we're looking forward to. We know the time has come. The end of the 400 years has just come. And we don't want to be out there hanging out, not being protected, totally exposed to all of the Yah's wrath that may come upon this place.
Yeah.
You don't want to be out there hanging out thinking that you got it and you don't have it. You need to examine this word and make sure you understand what we are supposed to do. That's why he tells us, guard my word, guard it. And I keep expressing that word guard means to pay close attention to it. You see? That's our responsibility, to pay close attention to Yah's word that he's saying to us and do it. You know? Do it. You got to be doers of this word, not just hearers only. You see? So that's it, Elder. I'm pretty much summing up for what I have to say about this message tonight.
Well, Elder, I'm pretty much summed up too. Okay. Except I just want to reiterate, well, just kind of go over briefly just the scripture you read way back in the beginning, Abraham's prophecy, verse 15. See, because the details, you know, is the same in the world, the devil's in the details.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is in the details, too. I say the facts are in the details. So don't stumble over the facts trying to get to the end of the sentence, the end of scripture. Don't stumble over the facts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the small print. It says, you know, in Abram, know for sure that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and they shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. Listen to this, 14. And also that nation whom they shall serve, listen to the order.
Mm-hmm.
His steps, God said he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, be afflicted 400 years, we knew Exodus, it was 210 years that they were afflicted in Egypt. We knew that that first Egypt on the landmass on the continent of Africa, the scripture was not fulfilled there. They were afflicted for 400 years.
Right.
Okay. Don't be lazy. Do your due diligence.
Right.
Okay. So from there, it says, and also that nation whom they shall serve, listen, here's the steps he's going to take. They let them afflict us 400 years. Doing that. That's at the door. Few more weeks. And it says, and also that nation whom they shall serve, listen, will I judge. First step, he's going to allow that nation to afflict us 400 years. Then at the end of that, he says, he's going to judge that nation. So all this will have to happen instantly as far as, you know, we're looking for a big reaping reparation, everything, you know, in the physical. Our spiritual emancipation, you look for that and lift your hands and let the latter rain fall on you. We're talking about this, you know, all this wealth, this, these ADOS, you know, leaders are talking about. After that, he says, the nation whom they shall serve will I judge. Okay, so stop it at each point. He's about to afflict us 400 years. Stop it there. Now proceed and says, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. Stop it there. Period.
There you go.
Take a deep breath. Step two. Now, look what he say. He say, and afterwards, that's after the period of time after he judges, right?
That's right.
And afterwards, after the judging, right? After the judging. Okay, so you know, we can be looking we're gonna have our hands out for the great possessions right away, right? Let God do his work. He said he's going to judge it. That's number two. And then he said, and when the judgment is over, and afterward, after the judgment, shall they come out with great substance.
That's right. There you go.
Number three. So I just want people, don't stumble over the fact trying to get to the end of the script.
That's right.
Okay, try to get to what you want to see.
All right. Hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah. Well, all right, then. We're the elders again of the Hebrew Israelite nation. And, of course, anytime you in this room with us, you got a question, something that you want to say, just a comment or anything like that, just press 1 on your phone that you have called in on. And we'll see you in the studio here, and we'll be glad to acknowledge you and that you ask the question that you feel that Yah put up on your mind that you might want to ask. So hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, so with that being said, Elder, we're going to go ahead on say our shalom. So
all right, shalom, family. Shalom.
Shalom. All right. Hallelujah.
Deuteronomy 48:68. And Yah shall bring you back into Egypt with ships, by a way of which I said to you, you will never see again. And there you shall be sold to your enemies as male and female slaves, but no one survived.
Thinking of what they seem, let me tell you what I mean. They got our minds twisted in thinking they're the chosen, but if you read the book of Deuteronomy, then you will see
Messiah, and I'm witnessing the throne. And while you're catching the melody, I pray that you're catching the tone. That guy is the one that's sitting up on the throne, and your host was the one that's gonna be bringing us home. So.
All right. Shalom, shalom. All right.